Well, having committed to continue to open the service from the calendar, if you looked at the calendar for today, when I read the verse, I went, like, woo, that's hot. Let's put the verse up and you'll see why. Woo, woo, why don't you just give me nice, easy ones, Lord? And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I like to kind of look at those verses, read over them quick, and see what the next verse and the next one is. Because that's talking about judgment and about Jesus coming, and ooh, I don't like it. So the Bible commentary, as I did some research on the verse, it says, those who wash their robes are those who seek to purify themselves from a sinful way of life. They strive daily to remain faithful and ready for Christ's return. Amen. Well, okay, that's true. Is it easy to do? Not always. How many think it's just breathe? We can just do it really easy. No, how many think it's you have to strive to do it? We have to strive. And to be faithful and to not sin and to be the perfect image of Jesus Christ on the earth. Life application notes say, the final judgments of both the wicked and the righteous will be judgment of works. This is the joyous expectation of those who are faithful and the fear of those who have not been faithful. Wow, it can be joyful, it can be fearful. But how many of us remember the things we haven't done right instead of the things we have done right, huh? Yeah, it's so much easier. You remember all the bad things your spouse said about you or your mother or your first grade teacher instead of the wonderful things they said about you, and it really affects you. So we need to be rejoicing on the positive things that we do. Rejoice when we don't sin. How many celebrate when you don't sin? No, not too many. We just think, phew, you know, we made it through that one. I was tempted, but I made it through that one. We need to celebrate. Hey, thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming and guiding me so I wouldn't fall into the trap of sin. Anyway, as I was thinking about this, I read the scripture today, and I thought, the reading for today, and I thought, oh, how interesting. God is trying to say something to us. Both through Watchman Nee, those of us who are in the Wednesday night book club, oof, that's not an easy book. He says it's provocative. It is provocative. It really challenges our thinking and gets our head to spinning. But also in the scripture for today, we read about the rich man, and he produced a good crop. And he thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Sounds like today, 2007. We're doing pretty well, right? But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God. God is trying to say something to us. He's trying to get a point across. He's trying to say, don't just live for today, but live for eternity. What is our reward going to be? Are we going to be joyful? We need to surrender ourselves more fully to the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. And to Christ. So let's stand and let's say this verse together, not disdaining it, but let's say it knowing that the Holy Spirit is here, He's alive, He's well, He's working in us, and we're going to be happy and joyous when we get our reward. Amen. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Amen.